One final topic in our tour of who is your partner really is going back to something we talked about before about you. What are you good at? What are you not so good at socially, emotionally? What are your talents? What are your deficits? And here we're looking at your partner. What is your partner really good at? It's not a problem if these deficits exist. It's only a problem if we don't know about them, and also becomes a really big problem if we don't accept them. Case in point, a couple is very social. Actually, she's very social. He is shy and has some social deficits in terms of being able to read situation, read faces. On top of that, he's socially anxious. And she wants him to be like her. She wants him to be out there and to be interacting with others. Unfortunately, because of his shyness, and this is true often with shy people, they often appear to other people as somewhat dangerous, somewhat judging, or maybe even arrogant because they're not saying anything. So other people have to fill in the blanks and they feel uneasy with people who are socially awkward or shy and so on. Rather than protect her partner, rather than understand the deficit, she actually makes it worse by wanting him to be different, wanting him to be able to do this. And the problem is that this is not a defense. This is not something that this person is doing purposely, that he is doing because, you know, he can actually do it, he just rather not do it. It's not that. He cannot do it. Her not accepting him as he is makes her frustrated and makes him frustrated, actually makes his deficit look worse. And in his eyes, she becomes more dangerous to him. Her desire, which is not unreasonable, she just doesn't understand, her desire for him to do better, to be more social because she gets kind of embarrassed about him in public, actually makes him worse and makes her look worse to him. So they're amplifying something negative here by not understanding a deficit and not accepting it and not doing some kind of workaround here. Let's remember why this is important, why we looked at it with you, and why we're looking at it now with your partner. Again, there's no brain that's good at everything. All of us have deficits. That's just a fact. It's a problem with ourselves if we don't know about them. It's a problem if we don't accept them. It's also a problem with our partner if we don't know that there are certain things our partner does really, really well in this area and things that they don't do well and maybe never will do well. And again, the purpose of this is to understand how your partner really works. And these are things that have to do with social emotional acuity. Being able to read people or situations, to be able to know how to respond, how to act, and how to act at the right time. Everybody under stress makes mistakes. We make more mistakes as we become more stressed, again, because of that narrowing window of tolerance. That doesn't count. I'm talking about when we're relaxed, what are we good at? And so I want you to start to pay attention to this, not so that you change your partner, because that just makes matters worse, but maybe there's a way for the two of you to work with each other's talents and each other's deficits that make you better than you would be if you were by yourselves, that make you better as a team. There are loads and loads of people who get together where one person is excellent at social engagement and their partner is terrible, but they're successful and they don't complain about it. They're fine with that. They're okay with that. They don't expect anything different. They're good at what they do and together they're great. And that's what I want for you. I want you to be great together.